Okay, so we're in the post-Bishul world here in Solomon Tashin Ayin Aleph. But we'll never be the same. But I was asked, but it's a very, very important malacha, so we'll do a couple of what are the malachas we do. So it's a very important malacha related to, two people asked me about opening packages and the related topics. That is the malacha of Koreh. So you can't do the malacha of Koreh before you do the malacha of Tofer. So the two malachas that we're going to do are the malachas of Tofer and Koreh, which are towards the second half of the Lamedes malachas. And we'll see. Last year, those who were here, we did a couple of a bunch of the first ones. We did Boer, Tokhe, Wash, I think. We did those. Now we'll do Tofer and Koreh. Tofer, I think, is one shear, one plus. Koreh is 2 to 3 shear. And then we'll see after that. Probably be Purim Pesach time to get some related shear to the time of the year. Okay, let's get started in the malacha of... You have to know everything. It doesn't matter what order you go in. You have to learn all 39 malachas. Probably 34 of them about are lemaisa. You know, I don't think anybody here is making bate nirin on the loom. That's probably not lemaisa. Skinning animals probably also is not lemaisa. But almost all malachas, 33, 34, almost all of them have some lemaisa applications in our lives, some more than others. So we have to learn all of them. So you just got to pick a malacha and go for it and learn all of the halachas and the applications. So the next two that we'll do, Be'ez Hashem, is Tofer and Koreah. So the malacha of Tofer. What does the malacha of Tofer mean? So one might translate it as sewing, but a more exact definition, a more inclusive definition, is the combining of two separate objects into a single entity. That's Tofer. Taking two different objects and making them into one. That could be by sewing, if I take two cloth pieces of cloth and put it together. By pinning, as we'll talk about. Gluing, taping. Any way of putting two items together, that is the malacha of Tofer. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the case in source number one, it's in Mishin Mem. Hamadabik niyaroso oros, kolon shel sofrim. If I glue together papers or skins with a type of glue, v'chayotze bo, harizet told us Tofer v'chayim. That's the malacha of Tofer. What was Tofer in the Mishkan? Is to put the hides together. Make all the hides. Well, 2 weeks ago's Parsha. Make all the hides, the curtains on the roof of the Mishkan, on the sides of the Mishkan. So that's where they glued items together. So this is the issue of Tofer, as we'll see. This comes up in many different, various applications. Putting two things together. You aren't allowed to use adhesive notes, stickums. What about those things you use to hold your place in the safer? Can you use those things on, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those, the colorful things. I saw like a whole fancy box recently. I saw it had like 15 different colors to use. Are you allowed to stick those in on Shabbos? Are you allowed to move those on Shabbos? That's the whole, the Havamina, to talk about it, is Tofer. What about, zippering something? Is there anything to talk about when you zipper something closed? Don't even love a Tofer, sticking Velcro, magnets, all of these, using diapers, as we'll see, issues of Tofer might come up. This is all the malacha of Tofer. That is the definition of the Shulchan Aruch says. The Bir Halacha highlights this definition as well. The Bir Halacha in source 3 right there. Ki Tofer in Yano, source number 2. The Lokeach Shnei Dvar Machad. Then you take two separate things. So Machaber was a Machad. And you connect them. V'cheinu Edi Dibo. Through some type of sticky substance. V'nira Li Duha Dikishim Adavik Eitz La'Eitz Edi Devek and Ahu. You put two pieces of wood together. Gamkin Shein Tofer Olav. Right, any type of putting two things together. As we'll get to by the Shem, the next malacha is Koreah, which is the opposite. Ripping two things apart. Right, everything we talk about by Tofer, we'll talk about Koreah. That's what we'll talk about. Opening packages and boxes and cereals and then maybe we'll get into opening bottles. And if not, we'll do Bona after that, because that's also related to that item. Bona is very big. But that is the malacha of Tofer, and as the opposite is Koreah. Shmir Shabbos just has another definition, and that is, what about stapling something together? So is that, who's stapling on Shabbos? Let's say you have to, one has to know, let's say somebody has to be on call in a hospital, and somebody has to put things together in order for it to be filed, whatever the case may be. So hopefully you can get out of that malacha. But if somebody staples, is that a malacha? So it says the Shmir Shabbos, in the second half of source number 3, yes, stapling is also a form of Tofer. Asur lisgar matafo chaver dafin ben psalas tichosha machonat tiduk. It's also, it doesn't matter what type of putting things together, that is the malacha of tofer.
Yeah. The problem of also korea with the holes.
No? What about, is korea with the holes in the stapler? I don't know if that would be korea. Not sure. It's an interesting question. I think the ikker part, what you're trying to do is tofer. Okay, point number two. Point number two is, we've said in other malachas that there is an ingredient of permanence. If I don't do a malacha in a permanent way, then it's not going to be a problem. What about malacha of tofer? It's going to be very important for, as we'll get into in a second, the issue of diapers. So the Ramah has 2 days about this. The Shulchan Aruch says in source number 5, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Matir and Beit Tzaver, Mikeshesh Kasher Koveis, we're not going to do kosher, maybe there'll be another malacha that we could do, about tying knots, about tying shoelaces, tying the garbage bags, a lot of discussion that we can have, we're going to malacha kosher. But it used to be in those days that when you gave something to the dry cleaner, it came back like in knots. Somehow they tied the neck in a knot, or they tied the sleeves in a knot. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Matirin beis atzaver, if you have your neck is all tied up, you're allowed to open it. Shekshara koveis, that the launderer dish. Ain't no kesher kayama. So we'll get to that. We're going to learn the halacha of kosher in terms of permanence. But the Ramah says, skip 2 lines. Lachain asur lenatek olachtoch zuf shel min alim hatzfurim yachad kederach shahum haumanin osin. This is the way that we'll talk about by when we get to Korea. Let's say you got your dry cleaning bag. And on the dry cleaning, it had a sticker, which, I don't know, it says it was cleaned. It has the company. You ought to take that off? You want to take off a dry cleaning tag? What if it's in the back of your collar and it's bothering you? You ought to take that off on Shabbos? Right? Or let's say, what he's talking about here. Sometimes you have new socks. The socks are connected. Right? With that hard plastic thing. You ought to cut that on Shabbos? So we think, of course not. We've got to see. Of course not because we have no idea about the malacha? Or is that of course not because it's really awesome? So that's basic core, the definition of Korea. That's what we're going to have. I'm not going to talk about any of the Korea issues, give any answers, because we're focusing on Tofer, but that's what the Ramah is talking about. The Ramah said it's asur to separate, if you have a type of shoes that were held together by a string, even though it's not shal kayama, de'en chilek betfira, bein shal kayama, de'en shal kayama. First day of the Ramah, Tofer has no distinction. Doesn't matter if it's permanent or not, it's the malacha. Some malacha is, right, plowing. If you plow something, it doesn't matter if it's permanent or not, you plow. The act of plowing is usher. Other malachas we know for sure has an ingredient to permanence. For example, coloring. A woman putting on makeup on Shabbos. Most of the time, at most, that's going to be an issur d'rabbanan. She's not allowed to do it because it's coloring, but it's not going to stay on her face forever. Even for 24 hours, it's probably going to fade. That's why the regular makeup, the Shabbos makeup, which doesn't even stay at all halachically, but regular makeup is not going to stay, so it's shal kayama. Kosher, not. Why are we allowed to tie our shoes on Shabbos? Because it's not shal kayama. Other malachas have an ingredient of permanence required in order for it to be the definition of the malacha. The first day of the Ramah here is that Tofer does not have that ingredient. Even if it's not shal kayama, it's still usher, still regular the malacha of Tofer. But then the Ramah quotes the second day. Yesh matirin, b'tfira she'ino shal kayama. Some say no, it's mutter. Ve'ein lahat v'fnei ha'maaretz. Okay, don't spread the word. Don't spread the word that it's mutter, but the Ramah has at the second day that it is mutter. So it's important 2 days to remember as we get into the applications whether tofer she'ino shal kayama is usher or not. Okay, so let's talk about the main issue now, which is one of the major issues in tofer, and that is the issue of diapers. So you got to know this now, you know, I'm here a couple of years, you have, but it could be, I don't know, what are you now, 18? It could be 4 years. You have nephews and nieces at home, could be there, you go back. So is there any issues? What's wrong with diapers? What's wrong with diapers? What could be the problem with diapers? You take a diaper, so first, okay, I have a new package of diapers. So ripping open the diapers, that's correct, we don't have to worry about that right now. So that'll be in the future, so forget ripping open the package. Let's say the package is open, so I take a diaper out. Okay, so far so good. I didn't do anything wrong yet. I unfold the diaper. Okay, so far so good. I still didn't do anything wrong. Now starts the fun. Okay, so what do you have to do? You have to open up the stickies. Right, you have to open up the stickies. So is that any kind of problem? That's stuck together. It's been stuck together for 6 months. Now I'm going to undo something that's been stuck together for 6 months. So again, that's a question of Korea. So we're not talking about that right now. But now we get to tofer issues. What are the tofer issues? First time, when I close the diaper on the baby. I put it on the baby, I close the diaper. Is that anything I have to be worried about? Well, what else am I going to do? If we're diapers. I don't know, do you have to use like when my 30 years ago? Well, they didn't have diapers, like disposable diapers. My brother doesn't tell me, but when he was a baby, I'm the youngest, my brother's the oldest. So my brother, they used to use just like what's called cloth diapers, like cloths with safety pins on the side. And they used to wash them. It was, imagine, it was hard, it was not so comfortable in those days for the babies. But that's what they used to use. So when diapers, just because we do it, we have to formulate if it's mutter, and if it's mutter, why it's mutter. So why is that? I'm closing something, and is that a problem? Is that a problem? Let's continue for a second. Okay, we're not answering that. I take the diaper off. So what do I usually do when we change the baby? We take the diaper off. Sometimes we just throw it out. But sometimes, especially if we don't want it to become messy, we close the diaper up in a nice neat package and then put it in the garbage. I close it up. That's going to last for a long time. I'm putting it in the garbage. So is that a problem? These are issues that we don't think about. But this is something that we have to talk about. Yeah. The whole thing is holeth le'ibud, but still you're closing it. So why should holeth le'ibud matter? I'm still doing an act of a malacha, possibly. So let's see what the poskim say. okay, so if you start off with the Ber Moshe, so even before, I didn't give you the Minchas Yitzchak. Diane Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak in a couple of Chubis, is not a fan of diapers. Maybe he says you have to use pull-ups, which is everything is closed up, you just pull it on and off, or that's what he writes in the Chubis. Doesn't really give other options, but in a couple of Chubis, the Minchas Yitzchak is against his machmir diapers. But as you can imagine, most poskim besides him are makel. The question is why? We have to formulate why it is not a problem. So the Ber Moshe, start off with the Ber Moshe, or Moshe Stern, the Debitzina Rebbe, in Tosfos number 6, tells us, Nishalti, Haim Ve'ech Shari Lishtamish B'Pampers B'Shabbos. Can you use diapers? Hey Shafti, Yesh Lahatir B'Kametznoim. A couple of conditions. So he's talking a number of years ago. So what he's going to describe is, you know what, like we have on a Band-Aid, we have covers for the sticky part, and you have a Band-Aid, you have like two white things. So that's what the diapers that he's talking about had on it. You had these covers to the sticky part. It wasn't just a fold-over like we have with the Velcro, which we'll talk about Velcro in a few minutes. But he had the like a Band-Aid. So he shafti, yesh lahatir v'kametzron. Let me explain. Yif techua kufsa, first of all, open the package before Shabbos. The asira plastic, mehafti be'erev Shabbos. He says, l'chatila, remove the plastic part from the sticky part before Shabbos. And just leave it open. The akagach shor elah, but Shabbos, then you can use it. Why? Ki einenu madik rakal shos achados, ukishen iskalka, benitzav shari l'koro. Because how long is it going to be on the baby for? Just a couple of hours at most. So that's Topher Shein Shachayama. If you're aligned the second day of the Ramah. That is the Iker Din, what we see at the Paskin. If it's Tfir Shein Shachayama, it's not going to last except for a couple of hours. Mutter L'chantiwa. So now he explains. The Minchas, the very Moshe always has the summary. He has like three lines where he says his answer. And then he says, okay, now let me explain it. So then he goes, it's like Rav Avadi has the opposite in Yechavadas. He always has the whole tshuva and then he has a sikkum at the end. So it's always a cheat. You always look at the end to see what the answer is. But that's he has a summary. See, here he has it at the beginning. So Be'in Yilustamish B'Pambers B'Shabbos. B'Makam Acher Kasati Shadaki Lutzok Shiv Tuchlav Kusos V'Yubu Me'a Pambers Be'a Kufsa Me'a Shabbos. I've written elsewhere that you should try to open it and take off the papers that were on the sticky part before Shabbos. V'Yachar Yisira Plastic Me'a Teip the sticky part should be open. And should stay there from Erev Shabbos. This is not generally what the minhag is. I mean, nowadays we don't have that. We just have the Velcro. But even so, people don't open it. Don't let it go. Look at line 10. I didn't tell you that you got to open Band-Aids before Shabbos. So what's the difference between taking the covers off the sticky part of Band-Aids and taking the covers off the sticky parts of diapers? What's the difference? Right? And you know, we're not so open on ice. Maybe we'll need Band-Aids. Maybe before every Shabbos we should open up a few. He says, I don't say you have to do that. What's the difference? You know what? You can make a really in both places. I don't really believe that this is such a maker, then you have to do this. Because what? Because you're worried when you open it's Korea, which we'll get to in the future. I will presume open it anyway, so we'll feel after your mayor of Shabbos. But I still want people to know that it's Shabbos. Do something different for Shabbos than on Erev Shabbos, even though it's not really the malacha. But he said, I would like you to do something different. So people don't come to him as Zalzim. But the Iker Hadin, Halomi Roshumi, Karako Yodin, Shiefsha Bishamo, Fishamo, Chiokufa Yelen, a Pampers as a Kinitbak Biyaka Yodin, Misharos Achados. It's going to be on for a couple of hours. So at most it's a tefirah shell, eino shel kayama, and the Ramah said this mutter. So that is the Ber Moshe he has, olachachila, but he said it's not really olachachila, it is really eino shel kayama. And this is what Rova Post can say, that it is not a prala. And then, if you want to look even more, turn the page for a second, you go to the Sis Eliezer, in source number 7, the Sis Eliezer assumes this is even less than eino shel kayama. And everyone would agree in our case. Topic source 7. Ulam yesh l'tzadei lahatir v'nidonenu mikoch chayim achrina. Let me explain why it's mutter. The yesh lomar, the afilu ha'oshim tfira she'ino shal kayama, even those who aser a tfira, which is eino shal kayama, we'll call semi-permanent. Not permanent at all. It's semi-permanent. Even those who answer that, v'chein zeh sha'afilu ha-matirim osrim yas lasos kim v'chein ma'aretz, although, and even the matirim say you shouldn't announce this heter, kol zeh udafka kisha oset tfira einenu asuyi disasar bo bayom. That's where it's going to be on, but it's going to be for a while, but not permanent. But if it's supposed to come out, be undone in 3 hours, or even less, everybody agreed it's not even shel eino shel kayama. Like we spoke about, or we will talk about by last year about miskayin. Other malachas, you have different levels. Let's say writing. You write something normally, it's permanent. If I write on a fogged up window, I write high in the, so that's a drabana. Because it's not, it's eino shel kayama. But if I write in sand, it's nothing. But right in the air, that's not even shal, it's not writing. It's nothing. It's not even eino shel kayama. See, here too, says it's Sis Eliezer, in his view, putting on a diaper is not even eino shel kayama. And therefore, l'kuliyama, one would have the heter. It's made to be removed that day. It is not a problem. It is not a problem at all. Continuing. Go to the next, I'll give you the whole tshuva, a big portion of the tshuva, but you go to the next source number 9, Rabbi Ribiat. He quotes an idea, I don't think that we mentioned this year, but it's, again, it's a very important principle of the Shabbos to know. The example that he always likes to give is, let's say if we have a hole in the wall, and I put a big board, big wooden board to close up the hole. So, is that allowed on Shabbos? Am I allowed to put a big board up to close up a hole on Shabbos? He says, no, that's bone. As a hole, I'm closing it up. So why is it if I open the door, I can close the door? There's a big hole in the wall. And now I can close the door. Why isn't that bonnet? Or if the window's open, I can close the window. Why isn't that bonnet? The hole there, and I'm closing it. So says Rabbi Ribiat, it's based on earlier Mefarshim, earlier Achronim also coined this phrase. It's what's called Derech Tashmisha. If something is made to be done and undone, open and closed, on, if it's made to be to do this, so then that's not called a malacha. That's called mode of usage. And therefore, if you have a hole, you put a board there, that's building. If you have a door, it's made to be opened and closed. We'll get to this when we talk about zippers in a little bit. Any type of cleat with a zipper. So he says it's the same thing with diapers in his view. In source number 9. The tabs, especially the tab nowadays, where you don't even have the band-aid kind of cover. You're just meant to be opened and closed, opened and closed. The tabs are designed to be easily and cleanly unpeeled from the diaper, so as to allow the diaper to be periodically opened and checked for wetness or soiling. This detachable design determines that the fastening and unfastening are part of the diaper's mode of use, similar to opening and closing the door of a house. Just as closing the door is not the malacha bonet, so too is sticking the adhesive tabs not tofer. Meaning it's not even tofer that's not permanent at all. It's not tofer, says the Ribiat. As a rule, the functional mode of use of an item is ordinarily not prohibited by any malacha. So, therefore, putting on the diaper is not a problem. Okay, putting the diaper on the child. What one has to be careful about is one. Yeah.
I think most malachas. Malachas that are violated or when you do an action that's normally done, like when you open a can, it could be Korea, that's opening a can.
I'm saying, but it's meant to be opened back and forth and back and forth. Like when you open up a can, Right? And then you're going to put the tuna fish can back as a can.
So that I guess, you wouldn't be able to put back. Like Velcro, that'd be open and closed.
Velcro, okay. That's why we're going to say Velcro is probably not a problem.
So that isn't, even though every time you open and close, you could be ripping some of those things off.
Not if you're ripping. You're not ripping. It's meant to be open and closed.
If you were, though.
You knew? You're ripping. But I think most things are, most malachas, if you plow, there's no opposite of unplow. If you clean, most of them stand alone. But certain malachas, certain actions, you can look at and say, this is meant to be, done back and forth, and therefore it's not called a malacha.
Even if the malacha would, if you say...
I don't know if that's really a malacha. You have to look at the Velcro to see if it's really happening. Yeah.
So according to our verbia, when you wrap it up in a package afterwards, then that's...
So we'll get to that. Yes, we're going to get to that. Yeah.
Is there any conditions according to our verbia?
No, it's all mutter. You just close it up. There are two, though, issues that one has to worry about before one says everything is mutter. Turning the page. Again, I gave you an important footnote in Children and Halacha where he talks about the kulas that when he quotes the Minchas Yitzchak at the beginning of the Chumash, he quotes most of our front of the kulas. But there are two issues that one does have to worry about. Number one, says Rav Avadia, source 11. Another Achronim said it before him, but he quotes it here. Ulam Yesh Lehizayir, Sheba Eishim Ma'afrid Ha'is Polanis, Me'ad Bakasa, B'Shabes, Yassirena, B'Yafridena, La'at La'at, Lo B'Kipazim, B'Vas Achas. When you open up the diaper, says, this is a Korea issue, but we're talking about it here. When you open it, one has to make sure to open it carefully. Because sometimes if we just open it, we rip it, so sometimes we'll rip part of it will stay stuck together. Just the bottom part, this is the sticky, and then you rip it, and like part of the bottom sticky part will come with it. So that will be permanent, now you'll have opened the diaper, but the sticky part together will be continued, still together. So said Rabbi, you should be careful when you open it on the place where it's supposed to be open. Which again, our diapers mostly are the newer Velcro than when he was talking about when he wrote the Tshuva, and therefore it's not sticky. It's just Velcro. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. But one should be careful when you wear this. Conditional Yikra, Meha Beged, Ve'isa Fradasa, Ve'oz Gamin, Be'mikra, Nikra Beged. Therefore, even if it does rip a little bit, if you do it slowly, Hariza Begeder, Dover, She'ena Miskabin, Umutr. It will be mutter anyway, even if it rips a little bit, as long as one is careful that it didn't have to rip. That is one thing to make sure that one is careful about. And number two, the other thing that one must be careful about is what you just said, and that is, let's talk about it here. Yeah, the Rabbi out of the next source says, when one wants to close it up in a nice neat package, after the baby does what he has to do in the diaper, and then one's going to throw out the diaper, so many times what we do is we close it up in a nice neat package. There, that could be a problem, because that's not meant to be undone. So that's something that should be different on Shabbos, look at Tfilah, according to a number of poskim, and that is, the using the diaper normally, putting the diaper on, wonderful. Taking the diaper off, wonderful. But after one wants to throw away the diaper, the automatic, usual behavior is close, roll it up, put the stickies back on, put it into a plastic bag, and throw it in the garbage. So that, look at Tfilah, should not be done, according to a number of poskim. Rivia mentions it in Source 13, because that is Tfirah Shelkayama, and it's not meant to be undone there. It's not meant to be undone. Just like, just to give another mashal, just like the case of a garbage bag. If I tie my shoes, so then I can tie my shoes on Shabbos. Why? Because I'm making a bow, is what's called a niva al gabi kesher. That's the usual, what we tie our shoes. It's a bow on top of what we call a knot. So that's fine. Why? Because I'm going to take it out within 24 hours. But if I do the same exact thing on a garbage bag, I'm just making a bow. I'm not going to make a doll. I'm making a bow. Still a problem. I need a gabi kesher. Because that's meant to be there forever. That's never going to get undone. They're going to be put in the garbage. The garbage is going to take it. It's never going to be undone. So therefore, one has to be careful about it. That's what he says in Source 13. Retaping a soiled malodorous diaper to seal it shut before disposal is questionable. Even if the taping could be cleanly removed. In this case, the tabs are never meant to be detached and might therefore be considered permanent. And possibly the malacha of Daraisa Topher. Again, it's not for sure, but it's questionable. On the other hand, it could be argued that since the tabs are designed for fastening and unfastening, it's made to be opened and closed, even though you're going to permanently do it. Maybe you still have the heter of Derek Tashmisha. Retaping is permissible, just as closing the door is permitted, even if one intends to leave it closed indefinitely. Right? If you close your door and you don't have money to come back for a month, still, it's mutter to do that on Shabbos. Another consideration is the fact that the entire item is to be discarded, what you mentioned before, holich l'ibud, where the only purpose of taping the used diaper is simply to prepare for discarding, it may be classified as temporary. If you're going to throw it out in a minute, so then maybe yesh makom hakel in that case, but it's better to be stringent and avoid retaping the diapers after use, because it could be that this is going to be perfect. Okay, so this is all issues of diapers, which is one of the major discussions of a tofer. Yeah.
Would they agree with this
for
not to do it?
Would they agree, what, the second part?
Yeah.
They would for sure say it's a problem, because they never said that they're off that speech originally. He would say it's not Kayama Klaus, because you're going to take it off. But in the other case, yeah, it would be. So he would be a little there. Yeah.
How would this be there for Shmisha, though?
Sorry?
How would this be there for Shmisha? It's not, you know.
But because, the heter would be, because it's made to be there for Shmisha. Just like the door. If I close the door and I want it to be closed for a year, doesn't matter. I'm not doing Macha Bona. Because it's made to be open to close. What if I close the door and I lock it? I put 6 locks on it. It's never going to be open for a year. It's still not Bona. Because it's made inherently to be open and closed. So that's the Shalah Lahat. He says Bakhila one shouldn't find that head. Okay, number one. That is diapers. Next, let's get to some other quasi-connectors. Other semi-connectors. First of all, buttons. Any problem with buttons? The pastors know. We all know we button our shirts. But we have this formula. Why is it mutter? Why isn't buttons tofer? Because, number one, they're a kashmisha. Right? That's the ultimate. It's meant to be over the clothes, over the clothes. Even if I'm putting my shirt on, I'm not going to take it off for a while. They're a kashmisha. The other answer could be that it's not a true combination. Because what happened when you have a button here, did I really combine the two parts of my shirt? You can still see they're two separate things. That's not really tofer. It's not a problem to do that. And then the Mishnah is talking about doing this on Shabbos also, if it's buttons. Number one. That's a third one. It's not Kayama, it's Kashmisha, it's not really even Topher at all. Three reasons. Next, safety pins. Any problem with using safety pins? Sometimes my daughter has sometimes have some skirts that's too big, so you safety pin it closed. So is that an issue of a safety pin? Is that an issue of Topher? So if you look in the Karban Esanel, hundreds of years ago, the Karban Esanel on the bottom of the Rosh. See, he talks about safety pins with chumrah. I gave you the Karban Esanel in source 14. It's quoted in the Shabbos home. He quotes it verbatim. Hatofer shtei is chayav. V'halo kaimi. Amar avar v'chanavu shekoshra. Mashva de'ikar kushis hashas lo aryam v'locha avavad avavastra. Okay. L'kach tama ani. I wonder, says the Karban Esanel, may ayin noagin ha'olam, why is the world nohe, shetochavin in machat, they insert with a needle, shekorin shtetnadel, I don't know Yiddish, im ha'malbush, they use a needle with the clothes, ha'havi shtei tchivot, it goes through 2 times, v'chein ha'nashim b'prag, ha'havi shtei tchivos, it's some type of needle that's holding the clothes together, and the Karban Esanel wonders, why is that mutter? That means a safety pin, right? Pitachon is safety. Sichas pitachon is safety pin. Leish lester minasora. Shaharehu mari mechad mitchivas machad gredo. Well, that causes leish lester mitarvana. Keep it a little kaimi. Nimsim came, but machad shalanu. Tainu sichas pitachon shesogra. Well, so you can close it. By this kirasan in kayamikav lo'olam. It can stay there forever. Leish lester minasora v'shetachipos. Karban Esanel assumes that it is a problem for using safety pins on Shabbos. As you can imagine, as you can imagine, most poskim assume lakula here. Most poskim assume lakula. If you look, turn the page, Rav Moshe has a shuva about this in 1959, Tashin Yotes, Rav Moshe in source 16, Be'inyan Chibor had diapers, right? They're back to diapers. But they didn't have the stickies in 1959, right? They had what you use, what we call now a cloth diaper. Usually put on your shoulders, the baby doesn't spit up on you. So a piece of cloth and use it for a diaper and you safety pin to the 2 sides. Right? It was much harder to be a parent in those days than to be a child. Right? So you didn't have that soft cushion. Oh, you gotta rough it a little bit. Right? So you have these safety pins. Your emotion was asked. I mean, what, you have a choice then. You have to tie a little knot to the side. So your motion would answer, is there any problem? Chibra diapers b'macha shekorin pin. V'chein chibra takshitei nashim. What about sometimes women? Women have sweaters or shawls, and they pin it up on the side. It's like wrapped around, they put it up. Is there any problem with that? Says Rav Moshe, "Vinei, v'davar shemachaber ma'daiper shemalaf bin boati nokos a pin. You wrap it around the babies with a pin. B'chein mashem mechaber shanoshim tachshitin v'gvim a pin. Im yesh bazech shashtvira." Says Rav Moshe, "No problem. Hayanira ani asdarti b'tchitus she'ein bazech shum chash. No problem. Ukemoshe nogin shemachaber gavkin. People do. Why? Why?" The hatam mishum she'ein ze inyan tfira rak inyan perifa. Tfira means you put two things together and you create one unit. You glue two things together. You sew two things together. That's tfira. Perifa is a verb used in the Mishnayos and Shabbos. It more means folded on top of each other. And if two things connected by a safety pin, those don't become one unit. They're connected to each other, but they're not unified. That's perifa. Skip down to where it's underlined. First continue. Because he compares it to buttons. Shekamke machabish deitzidi abegit shelo yipo. Shemutter. Perifa is mutter. Ukahata machabra and they cross him. Ubekaptorim. Shehanikraim buttons. Shekamke no chiberto. That's also chiberto. And nobody's going to say that's usher. Nobody says buttons are usher. So he says, what's the difference? Line 14 now. The tfira, the mashvish, the chalki begit kebegit echamamish. Sewing, gluing, stapling even, creates a more serious connection. Kamosha haya ne'erag, as if it was sewn together. V'lachena told the shelah, therefore the told of this malacha, rak medavik miyaros ha'oros v'kolan. You glue two of these together. You make it one. But in all these cases of v'had, the kshiro, kripa, the krasim, the kaftorim, all of these safety pins and knots and buttons, even though you're putting two parts of the beged together, it's not making them into one. There's still two, and therefore there is no malacha. That's where Moshe matters, and based on this, the Shmir Shabbos as well matters in Source 17. You could put a pin into a beged to make it narrower, smaller. To put two parts of the beged together that got ripped. You can use safety pins. Sometimes if somebody lost a button, so like you put a safety pin behind in order to hold the shirt to be like a fake button. That's also mutter. Maybe only put it through once, not twice. Because twice is more of a serious tefillah-like action. Maybe only put it through once suggests the Shmir Shabbos, but that's just the Chumrah. That's just the Chumrah. It's not really made correct. Okay, that is regarding safety pins. That's where we're going here. If you look in the Kitchen Hill for Shabbos, in source 19, the Dayan from Breuer, I guess the Shmir Shabbos was trying to preclude him. He says he thinks the difference between if you're just using a safety pin like most of the time, connecting two things together, versus if you're using it instead of thread. Meaning if something should be sewn together, but it was ripped, so you're using a safety pin, maybe that's acting like a tefira. Mashaken, like most of the time, is being used like a button. But we assume lakula in both cases. Yeah. Sorry?
You're going to take it out, right?
So therefore it's not permanent anyway. It's tefira shein shokayam. Okay, that is safety pins. Next. Zippers. Any problem with zippers? So most folks can say no problem. Even though if you think about it, a zipper is a really strong, that's not like a safety pin. That's really making it like one. Like you zipper something together, so where did this come up? Let's say all of a sudden it gets cold over Shabbos. You want to put in your lining, the inside of your coat, which you might leave in there for 3 months. Or, let's say a towel's bag. Right, if zippering's a problem, you can't unzipper it either. So is zippering an issue? So most poskim assume not. If you look at Rabbi Ribiyat in source 20, one is permitted to remove and replace the zip-on lining of a raincoat on Shabbos, because in this regard, the zipper is merely performing the function of a button, and is therefore permitted even if the zip lining were made for many months. It's not tofer. It's not a true connection. And therefore, says Rabbi Ribiyat, and therefore it's not tefira, even if it's going to remain in there for a long time. It's not called tefira. That is what the Ribiyat says. That's what the Shmir Shabbos as well. Paskins, the Shmir Shabbos is Mekel here too. He says, look what he says. If you have a broken zipper, you now have to fix it on Shabbos. But a zipper that's made to be opened and closed, put on, take it off, like a lining of a coat, or a hood. Let's say a hood. Sometimes you have a zipper on hood. You're allowed to go put it on Shabbos. Look what he said was in the footnote. Shekain derech shimusho b'kach. There's that principle. Derech Hashmisho, it's meant to be zippered, opened and closed, Derech Hashmisho, and therefore it is not a problem. He is making. Let me just do the Machmor Shita, then I'll get to your question. There are, though, here a number of poskim that assume zippering is more serious than safety pins or buttons. And you can think about it logically, that it might be, it's more of a connection. Zipper, something's really connected. Right? More than a button. So there are a number of poskim that assume it is a problem. The Shevet Alevi I gave you in source number 24 assumes that it's more of an issue than the safety pins of the Karban Asana. He does that on line 15. Aval baroch zanzeh, shashlibos ketanos, mischabro zelatoch zeh, ke'ein tofer mamish, bevada yiro asar. It appears it's the teeth fit in exactly to each other, the teeth of the metal. It's a perfect fit. Says the Shevet Alevi. Therefore, I think it's a problem. But by the year of Esther, even though it's easy to open, doesn't matter. He named Gamto for Gimel Tfiras. Even if you sew something with three threads, you can pull it out very easily. Doesn't matter. If it's a connection, it's a connection. Maybe. So it is Tfiras, says the Shevet Alevi. So the only heter you have is if it's a Tfiras She'ena Shel Kayam. It is Tfiras, not like the other poskim. But it has to be in a shel kayama. And therefore, it has to be undone within 24 hours. Meaning, you could have pants. You could have pants. So Schechter said, quoted that years ago, one time when the Rav said in a shir, he thought for a day, I forgot exactly the language of the Rav, said like for a day, the Rav thought that zippers was mamish tfira, therefore you can't. So he said, everybody has to get pants with buttons or with snaps. But the next day he came in and he said, I don't think so. But he says for a little bit they were all nervous and sheer that they're going to have to change their pants. But Pashas, even if you say it's Tfira, that's the Shevet Alevi. Shevet Alevi says it is okay if it's Enosha Kayama. Mikamakam Hamavur Sham, Tim Nimlach Lufamim Lash Irokim Ola, Anafkimina would be the lining in the coat. According to the Shevet Alevi, if one puts lining in the coat, you got to take it out within 24 hours. You can't leave it there. According to their earlier post, it's not Tfira at all. But according to the Shevet Alevi, it would be Kishum Mahud Akasu B'Shavas Deim Kain Vachanami B'Chibur Akal Tazeh Lufamim Ashiro Kal Achorech Yira Di Isura Ika. Just by the way, Rav Schechter is machmer for this. Rav Schechter does not close his talus bag on Shabbos. He leaves it open. I assume it's a whole separate Shabbos talus bag, but he leaves his talus bag open because he doesn't want to open it the following week. He doesn't want to close it. That's why he leaves it open, because he's machmer for this shita, assuming zippering is Tfira. And therefore, again, pants is not a problem. Tovah Shein Shachayama, the Ramah is maker adin. But if it's going to be last a week, it's going to last for a whole week till next Shabbos. So then he is machmer, therefore he leaves the bag open. Yeah. What about Derech Hashmisha? No, he assumes not. Derech Hashmisha, he assumes that this overrides, because this is the inherent malacha. You wouldn't say it's Derech Hashmisha. Yeah. It creates too much of a connection.
Yeah. For the Shevet Alevi, he said you could put in the zipping lining if you're going to take it out.
Yeah, you can put in the zipping lining if you're going to take it out with 24 hours.
Even it's like it's something that's only to last for a long time, though. But
just like your shoes.
So
I mean, we have a lot of malachas. A lot of malachas have to do with your kabbana.
A talus bag also, you could just take it out in 24 hours.
You can, but if it's your Shabbos talus, you're not going to take it out within 24 hours. You're going to leave it till next Shabbos.
I mean, you could just have it.
So if you can do the same act, a number of malachas are tali on your kabbana. Tying your shoes. You have kabbana. Right? Within 24 hours, it's going to go out. Find the garco on a Torah. We'll talk about the block of kosher. Rabbi Willard told me that the first thing he did when he came to Riverdale was, when he became the rabbi, he says he changed the garco on the Torah to a belt, to a clip-on belt. That's the first thing he did, because if you tie it on Midchan Shabbos, it's going to have to last for 3 days, told me. So it's more than 24 hours. So even though you do the same act Shabbos morning to Shabbos afternoon, it's mutter. So again, a lot of times it depends on the kavanah that you're doing. Yeah.
So if you, after Shabbos, you could just, before Shabbos is over, you could just take out the lining and put it back in?
Take out the lining. No, but you can't put it back in, because then that's going to last again.
Okay, and also,
take it out.
If the zipper is broken, like you think it's like broken, then you end up fixing it. Is that like
what do you mean if you think it's broken?
Like it's
broken,
not
it's
going
probably
up.
Not broken.
Like it's
so
not
you
going.
Just like,
It's okay.
That's stuck. That's not broken.
That's not broken.
Stuck is not. It's not. That's not broken. Just have to pull out the material that got caught underneath. That's not a problem.
So yeah. If it falls off there, you know how to put on the zipper. You know.
If what falls off? Okay. Roma Poskin say that zippering is not tofer at all.
No, I'm thinking if the zipper falls off, like that.
What?
If this like thing falls off.
If it falls off, but does even if you don't have the little hook thing, could you still go up and down?
Yeah.
So if you still go up and down, it's probably okay. Right. So you just don't have the. It's not as easy with the thing sticking out. Okay, that is zippers. Just two more quick points, and then we'll continue with the final applications next week. Velcro is, according to Robert Poskin, is not a problem. Velcro is not a problem at all on Shabbos. Where's the? Did I give you the Velcro? I didn't give you the. It's the Shmir Shabbos has it in the old one. Perktes Buff Sif Ayin Tes. I didn't give it to you. Velcro's not a problem. And also, this came up in my house last week. What happens if somebody has to wear an ace bandage? Somebody's wearing an ace bandage. You know those two little metal things at the end of the ace bandage? So is that a problem to put those in on Shabbos? So again, it's mutter, especially if it's going to come out within 24 hours. That's not a real connection. That's like a safety pin. It's holding things together, and therefore, it wouldn't be a problem either. You got to know these halachas that, yeah. A safety pin, according to most posts, was not an issue, period. Some say if it's going to stay, let's say a woman has this type of dress that she wears, puts a safety pin in like once and it stays for a year. Maybe then you want to be machmer like the carbon asana and take it out. But if it's most times it's going to be taken out by the end of Shabbos, before Shabbos, that's for sure okay. Yeah.
Is it shefter is machmer for itself?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. A lot of Rosh Hashanah is not a chumras that he does for, you know. Like, if you ask him, say, no, no, no. I'll say that. But, you know. Yeah.
Is there any time like, when you put the pins in, like, the whipping and all? You know,
which? The ace bandage?
Yeah.
Those pins, no. There's, when it sticks in, if you stretch it taut, there are holes there. Not creating any new holes. That's just going in. It's very loose material.
What
if you did? I don't think it's not creating any real holes there. I mean, that material is not holes. Making separate holes in a material on top of that's correct. I'll have to get there.
What about like a safety pin through material?
But safety, again, if you put material under a microscope, there's holes there. The safety pin isn't creating a new hole. It's just going between threads. Yes.
The sticky notes on the
ball. So we'll have to get to that next time. But we'll see. There is Bachum Mahakel for the sticky notes. Okay, I'll have to stop here. And then we'll continue with a little bit of soap there. And then more.